It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Curling is a very popular sport in the Olympics these days. It goes back to 1988, the Calgary Games, where the host country, Canada, first introduced the sport to the Olympics. Curling has always been a very popular sport in Canada, but it started as an outdoor sport in Scotland on the frozen lochs years ago. And now, Pittsburgh, with its Scottish heritage, has a growing curling culture. In fact, Learn to Curl classes were held at Schenley Park's ice rink this week, and since I had no understanding of the rules, I enrolled. But before we got out onto the ice, we talked to some of the participants about why they came out to Schenley Park on a snowy Sunday to learn about curling.
My name is Jackie Temple. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. My first husband is Canadian, and when we moved here from South Carolina, he found out there was a curling club and thought it would be great fun to get his southern wife out on the ice. That was 7.5 years ago, so I'm still doing it, and I'm loving it.
My name is Chris Martin. I'm from Greensburg. I've been a fan of curling for a while, and I found online that they had a curling club. It's a very interesting sport. It requires a lot of finesse, a lot of skill. It's a lot more difficult than it looks. It looks like a fun sport.
My name's Brian Kish. I'm from Douglasville, PA.
And my name's Pam Kish. I'm also from Douglasville.
My wife booked a Valentine's Day weekend. We're from Philadelphia, so it was a pretty good trip.
My husband's been watching the Olympics since they began. Every year he's excited about watching curling, and he always wanted to try it. So we thought we'd give it a try.
Walk forward and sweep. Yep, sweep, 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 sweep. Go, go, go. Sweep, 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 sweep. Everybody's sweeping. Okay, see, I'm going this way. Where are the brooms? All right, want to follow the trajectory of the rock.
All right, all right, all right, all right.
Nice and easy. Yep, go.
So this is Martha Ricks. She is an expert curler. She's a member of the Pittsburgh Curling Club. And she is going to explain to us, first of all, why we're outside at Schenley Park, because normally curling is done indoors. So why are we here, Martha?
Well, the Pittsburgh Curling Club usually curls at the Robert Morris Ice Center out on Neville Island. But the Olympics has made curling so popular that we simply didn't have enough ice time there to get everybody onto the ice who wanted to try curling. This will be a first for a lot of us with the snow. Never curled outside myself before, so it's going to be fun.
Does snow make it harder or easier to curl?
I think snow is going to make it harder today because we have to keep sweeping the snow off of our ice surface.
The ice is not regular smooth ice for curling, right? There's something that you do to it to make it ready for the stones to be slid over it. What is that?
It's called pebbling. So what we'll do when you're playing on an arena ice is you'll have the Zamboni run around on the ice and try to get it as smooth as possible. And then we come through with that tank of water and spray little drops of water onto the ice, which will instantly freeze. And so instead of having a flat, smooth ice like you go ice skating on, you've got a bumpy ice, which is much more natural compared to what you would have had on lakes and before the age of the Zamboni. And so that's actually needed to really get a good curling rock to slide. If the ice is too smooth and too flat, the rock will just stick. But you want those little pebbles, and the rock will just go gliding right across them.
Explain what the purpose is of these brooms. What are we doing with these?
Well, when you use the broom with curling, you're doing a couple things. One, you're making sure that there is not any lint or a piece of fuzz or a piece of dirt that is falling
down.
Lint
or a piece of fuzz?
Yes. If your curling rock picks up the tiniest speck of something, that can cause your shot to careen and you'll lose your shot. So part of that job, before you get down and start to throw your rock, is you clean the bottom of the rock to make sure it's clear, and the sweepers in front have to make sure that the ice path is clear as well. You just naturally get things falling down from the players, from the ceiling of the rink, things like that. Today we've got snow, so you'll be clearing snow. The other reason you use the broom is you go back and forth and back and forth like that, and that will help cause the ice to melt ever so slightly and get your rock a better, faster, straighter glide.
Now, as people are sweeping, I often hear a lot of yelling and screaming.
That is what curling is about. It is yelling.
What are they yelling? What's all that yelling about?
Well,
are they mad at each other?
You're yelling to keep the sweepers up and get them to... If you're yelling, hurry, hurry, hard, hard, that's the big one. You're hurry, 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 hurry.
And hurry means?
Hurry means...
melt the ice.
sweep faster, sweep harder. If you want them,
the rock will move faster?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, the skip stands down at the end, and they also provide directions if they see that the rock is coming in too fast, or they want it to stop, or they want the line to stay. Sweeping will also cause the rock to curl less. So if you need the rock to take an angle more, the skip might yell, off, off, off. And if you're sweeping, then you pull your broom off and you stop. The other really fun thing about sweeping is everybody has to do a little bit of it. It's not just the same two people. The way curling works is you've got four people on a team. The skip stands down at the end of the ice and calls the shots. Everybody else gets to rotate through sweeping and throwing two rocks. And then the skip throws the last two rocks at the end of the game.
Much like baseball, the object of curling is to get home, or in this case, to the house. If you've been watching the Olympics, the house is that area of the ice with the circles that form a target.
Most important thing right here is the center of the house. We call this the button in curling.
The button?
The button.
Okay.
And what you're not seeing today, because we don't necessarily need them for our quick learn to curl lessons, is we also usually have lines up here that tell you things like how far you've come, when does your rock go out, sport-specific regulations. And it's important to know them because when you're throwing your rock, your skip will tell you, I want a rock that goes all the way to the hack, which means I want a heavier rock that's going to go all the way there. But if my skip goes, no, you need to throw T-line weight, there's a line here that we call the T-line.
So it's kind of like golfing where the skip is like your caddy and he's telling you the distance and what club you need.
Exactly. You need to go heavy, you need to go light, you need to go this angle, you need to go this handle. And the skip will usually tell you, I want your rock here, and so I'm going to point my broom here.
Now, is this the most points right here, the button?
Well, the point system is based on how many rocks are closest to the center of the button before you get to your opponents.
So, all right, so this is the real deal. We got the broom, we got the rock, we got the hack.
Bring this out to keep yourself balanced, keep it close to your body.
Gotcha.
And just push with that leg as hard as you can.
Okay, here we go.
And then just go and let go of that rock.
Oh, baby. Headed for the button.
Martha, this has been so much fun. I could stay out here forever, but like, as with all good things, a curling match does come to an end. How do you keep track of how long it goes?
Well, we get to the end by counting the ends. An end is when you go down the sheet with all eight rocks and you throw from the hack to the house, and that's called an end, E-N-D. And then you do another end coming back, and when you've done that eight times total, that's your game.
Well, there you have it. Curling is a lot of fun, and while it may not be the most popular sport in America, that probably has a lot to do with the fact that people just haven't been able to take the time to learn how to play the game. But as you can see, a lot of folks are interested in curling, and perhaps one day soon, America will take its rightful place as a gold medal curling nation.
Catch an exclusive video of the curling session at our website, wesa.fm. And stay tuned. There's more Essential Pittsburgh to come. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. You're listening to 90.5 WESA.